This is New England Public Media. A record-breaking turnout expected in Massachusetts and elsewhere, with a huge chunk of the ballots already cast. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Matt, Governor Charlie Baker said he mailed in his ballot already. He's among the more than 1.25 million Massachusetts voters to do so. Voters actually have until tomorrow in Massachusetts to get their ballot to the mail and postmarked. This has been a source of contention and legal challenges in other states. Any indication it will be an issue in Massachusetts?
No, the issue of counting past the election date has not really come up as a big problem here in Massachusetts. It hasn't found its way into the courts as we've seen in some other states, and you're correct. If you get it postmarked, get your ballot postmarked by election day, it can be counted up until Friday at 5 p.m. if it arrives in the local clerk's office. But now Secretary of State Galvin, local clerks, urging people at this point probably not to roll that dice. Given some of the delays we've seen in the U.S. Postal Service, it's best now, if you have your ballot at home and you filled it out, to go to one of the local Dropbox locations that your town has been required to set up, and to show up at town hall, turn it in person if you want to be sure that your ballot gets counted.
On Governor Baker's ballot, I gather we still don't know if he left that president section blank. He has said he would not vote for President Trump. And last week, he came out against ranked choice voting. That's the subject of one of two statewide ballot questions. Matt, in the past, the legislature have tinkered with these laws, ballot questions, after they pass. Should we expect the same this time around?
I mean, it's entirely possible, especially given these two ballot questions. One, the ranked choice question, the governor has his concerns. We assume that he voted against that, given that he came out in opposition. But the other question the governor has not weighed in on, this is the right to, or so-called right to repair ballot question. This is about giving computer telematic data that your car produces, giving local auto repair mechanics access to it so that they can compete, they say, with dealerships. Now, the legislature, the last time this came up as an issue and was headed to the ballot, actually passed a law before the election to deal with this. It's a very complicated issue, and I would say that it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that should this pass at the ballot box, lawmakers will take a close look at the way this was written and see if it needs to be improved, corrected, or if there's any changes they want to make at the legislative level.
And Matt, we can't overlook that the number of communities considered high risk for the spread of COVID-19 is on the rise. But at the same time, the Baker administration keeps pushing to get kids back inside school buildings. How is this argument going, and what kind of data are they using to make that case?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to square these two things in your mind, but we've seen this come up even in other countries where you've seen places like Germany, France putting new restrictions, the UK putting new restrictions on businesses, but keeping their schools open. And the administration here, the Baker administration, continues to insist that schools are not where this is spreading. And they're newly publishing cluster data that shows really the vast majority, over 80% of the spread of this virus appears to be happening in home settings. And that the cases that the state is seeing in school, they believe, is largely being brought into the school system from homes where people are contracting it. They're not seeing the spread happen in classrooms, in school buildings, which is why you're hearing the continued push to keep people in the classroom. Now, there are people concerned about returning to school buildings. We know that, especially in districts where a lot of the buildings and facilities are older, ventilation systems may be poor. Unions are concerned about their workers, their teachers, and this continues to be a point of tension in this push to get children and faculty back into the school building. But for now, in-person learning, the administration believes, is vital to student learning, and they would like to see it continue to happen even as we see this rise in cases.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.